This is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It is hour three, our C block, our final segment of tonight's show. It's a Tuesday night. You're in Studio C with the entire cast. Kat Carlson is here, Monty Reiner, and our non-paid contributor to the Q Talk American Network, Doug Wilkie.
Can we make Chiron?
Thank you.
We should be on lower thirds.
Oh my God, I would love a Chiron.
Lower third.
Kat, I love that you said that.
We'll see if we can figure that out.
Amazing.
Anyway, Doug Wilkie is here filling in as he's done for most of 2018.
We will slightly misspell his name.
But Al Perkins,
that would be wonderful.
Al Perkins has the night off, and he'll be joining us
on
next Tuesday. And we can find out all that's going on with him. But who knows who will be out next week?
Who knows?
Tune in and find out, won't you?
Maybe me. Am I due?
What's next week?
Well, as we start the third and final hour of this show, we're going to turn over some entertainment stuff. We're going to let this be handled by Kat Carlson and Doug Wilkie and see how it goes. So take it, kids.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to start. We talked about McCain's funeral, but we didn't talk about Aretha's funeral.
Oh God. Yes.
I heard there's some issues.
Well, there's some drama.
That motherfucker was 8 hours long, but here I have... Well, I didn't watch any of it. I'm ashamed to say.
If she could have spoke, she would have said...
I've been playing Aretha clips all week, too.
Okay, all right.
Fantastic. However, I have controversies.
Aretha's funeral.
This
is what I'm curious about. I heard something about
the preacher
eulogy.
The very first thing is the groping pastor.
Right.
The groping.
Yes.
Oh. Did you not see this?
Did he grope the corpse?
No.
After Ariana Grande's rendition of "You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman," which was panned by critics.
Aretha would say,
I just had a problem with her dress. That's not what you wear to a funeral.
You better think.
You know.
She looked like a hooker.
Who looked like a hooker?
Ariana Grande.
Well, we've reached the slut-shaming part of our program. Yeah. Good job.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Aretha.
Is it slut-shaming when you don't dress appropriately to a funeral?
Boys and girls. Oh. It doesn't matter what she wears to what. You don't have a right to touch her, period.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
No, I'm just complaining about what she was wearing.
I know, but that's where it starts. Like, we're complaining about what she's wearing while we're talking about the pastor groping her.
It doesn't matter what she wore. She could have been wearing
motherfucking pajamas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Nobody has the right to touch her.
I wasn't saying they did. Yeah.
No.
Charles Ellis III thought differently.
Oh, because he was able to and did.
Pulled her in real close. Oh. There's pictures of her like...
I will find the picture.
Oh, lean way out while he's grabbing a big old handful of side boob. It's awkward and awful.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, awful, that's awful, terrible. Awful.
Yikes.
So bad. He has since been, you know, apologetic.
Defrocked.
Owned up to being too friendly.
Oh.
Yeah. Gosh, okay. I didn't mean to be so friendly.
Oh.
It's not friendly. It's assault.
Yeah.
I don't care how short her skirt was.
Yeah.
It's assault.
I don't care how much side boob.
Did we find the side boob?
We'll
come back to it. And then the offensive and distasteful eulogy. In his much-criticized eulogy, Reverend Jasper Williams Jr. Appeared to dismiss Black Lives Matter, suggests that single black mothers are incapable of raising their sons alone.
Wow.
This is the shot you're talking about right here.
Oh
yeah. No, there's another one where she's leaned way
back
from
him. Also, is that
him.
Her breastbone or is that a shirt?
What's that? No, that's a shirt. That's like
a
sheer.
Oh, thank God, because I was like, she's
sickly. She's like totally looking at his hand.
Yeah.
Where's that going next?
Yeah.
Mm-mm, not okay. Anyway. Reverend Jasper Williams Jr. Appeared to not grope anybody, but dismissed Black Lives Matter, suggested single black mothers incapable of raising their sons alone, blamed black people for killing ourselves.
Oh, that's good.
And some people might note that not much of this speech had anything to do with Aretha Franklin.
Right.
Yeah, it's offensive and distasteful that he used this platform to push his agenda, which, no. Mm. Super no.
No.
Wow. Oh. That part I didn't know. I just saw the headline about that eulogy, and that's the one I wanted to know about.
Look at her pulling away.
Her pulling
for real.
Yeah, that's really bad.
Stop feeling me up, Reverend.
Wow.
I'm not a little boy.
No.
Right.
This isn't a Catholic
Wrong
funeral.
Religion.
Wow. Well, I had seen the headline about the eulogy, but I didn't know like what it just said. Apologize for controversy, and I was like, "What? How is a eulogy controversy? Controversial? I couldn't
understand
that."
Did he call her Patti LaBelle too? I mean, that would be controversy,
so,
but this, that's terrible.
That's really bad.
Holy shit. Can you imagine sitting out there?
Oh, God, no.
In the congregation, like, what?
Wow.
Right.
So there was a lot happening in that 8 hours.
And
Eight hours of the service.
Jeez.
Like, when you think Aretha Franklin, you think of a lot of things. You think, what in the hell is going on? You might think of her as an activist and a feminist icon. But
you think respect. Sure.
Weirdly, not a lot of women at her funeral speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Almost entirely men.
She wasn't Mormon.
Is that a black church thing?
It might be.
Yeah.
Well, because I mean, in the Mormon church, that certainly would be the issue, but I don't know about...
Yeah, I don't know if it was a church thing.
That's interesting. They had black women singing, but not eulogizing her.
So was it curiosity?
That's an interesting point, because
was it being the feminist icon,
you would think they would...
You would think that she would have inspired more women to get up and speak.
That is very interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, so now maybe, I'm curious. Maybe just like McCain wrote, I don't want Trump at the service. Maybe she said Mariah is not speaking.
I don't know her.
I don't know her.
I don't know her.
Tell her to sit her ass down. Yeah. Something like that. You don't know. Might have happened.
Who knows? Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Could be.
Anyway.
Wow.
You want to ping pong back and forth? You got anything over there, pal?
On entertainment stuff you want to talk about.
Just move right along.
Last week I went and saw the movie The Wife with Al.
I don't know what
that
is.
Glenn Close's new movie.
Oh.
And it was very good. We really enjoyed it. She's fantastic in it. She's always good, but it was just nice to see her in another really amazing role, which doesn't come in that age, you know, for women in Hollywood. You don't get a lot of roles like that. This is based on a book. I didn't know anything about the story, which is kind of cool to... Normally when I go to see a movie at the theater, I already know like a lot about it.
Sure.
I didn't really know anything about it. Okay. And I'm not going to... You know, it took some interesting turns that I didn't see coming, and it was just really well done, really good. And, of course, for our big, you know, Oscar obsession, it's looking like this is... Because we've wanted Glenn Close to have an Oscar for a long time.
Sure.
It's all of our nominations and no wins.
Okay.
And there was some little strategy. I think Al might have mentioned that, but the film was actually released in 2017 at the Toronto Film Festival.
Okay.
And got really good reviews, but they saw that the movie, the one with Frances McDormand, Three Billboards.
Ebbing. Yeah.
And so, because there might not be a lot of more chances for Glenn Close.
Right.
They didn't choose to release it. When you release at a film festival, it doesn't qualify for Oscar nominations. It needs to be released in the theaters.
Okay.
So they held on to it because they said, no, Frances McDormand's going to win an Oscar, so we're not doing this. So it looks like their little trickery is going to work because they're not predicting as strong a year. So it really is looking like she's going to win, and this is making Al and I very happy because we feel like we can...
That'll be a good year to support her. Sure.
Yes.
Until they come out with Meryl's new movie.
Yeah. right. And someone said, Harrison, is Shearson Ronan or whatever her name is, or someone's going to make a movie at the last second and steal her Oscar.
Yeah.
But it's a really good story, and it does have some feminist issues going on and sacrifices that people, that the wife makes. And it's very interesting. I liked it. It was very
interesting. Who else was
interesting.
In it?
The guy, Jonathan Pryce plays the husband. He was in Evita, among other things. This is interesting. There's a flashback part of the movie, and in the flashback, I said, that girl is beautiful, Al. Who is that? Looked it up. Was actually Glenn Close's daughter.
Oh.
Plays Glenn Close when she was younger in the movie. She's beautiful. I didn't know her daughter acts. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Great way to get a job.
I think she has a pretty long list of
credits.
She's beautiful. You should see. It's just luminous in the film. So, yeah, it's good.
I love
Glenn Close's daughter.
I think that's exciting.
I don't think I've seen her before, but you're probably going to tell me the movie that I did see her in before. But
yeah, just not knowing who she was, maybe.
Let's see.
I thought she was in Damages. Wasn't she in Damages?
It doesn't list it here.
She might have been in Damages.
No, I think you're right about that, Marnie.
Yeah.
I think she was.
Which was so fabulous.
I'm thinking of Meryl Streep's daughter anyway.
That's a whole different animal. She looks like her.
You would know. Like, Glenn Close's daughter doesn't really look... I mean, it doesn't jump right out at you.
I was thinking of a whole different girl.
That's okay.
A whole different old white woman.
So that's exactly right.
A whole different one.
There was, let's see, because I just have my little tidbit of information, and it really, breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Really.
Because I watch the Goldbergs.
I'm telling you, it's the most exciting fucking thing ever to happen on TV. Are you people ready?
Edge of my seat.
I know. Rick Springfield to guest star on the Goldbergs.
Oh, good God.
That's very good news.
Oh, my God. You have no idea.
That's cool.
I know.
God, how many filters are they going to put on him? He looks like shit. Because
he's going to need to look like the 80s, right?
Are they going to do the hologram thing? No, are they going to do the hologram thing?
That's true. He's going to have to look like he did in the 80s.
To celebrate.
Do they have his old face somewhere?
No. In the Smithsonian. To celebrate fall TV in our huge fall TV preview, Entertainment Weekly is bringing you 50 scoops in 50 days. So I can give more if you need more.
I'm just letting you know.
Beverly Goldberg's sweaters aren't going to be the coolest thing on the Goldbergs. EW can exclusively reveal that rocker Rick Springfield, the singer behind hits such as Jessie's Girl, will guest star in the third episode of the ABC Comedy's upcoming sixth season.
Wow.
Squeal! Springfield, whose recent television credits include Supernatural and American Horror Story, will play Erica's new boss, the owner of a karaoke bar called Karaoke's.
so he's not going to play himself.
Oh, I thought he was going to be Rick Springfield.
At last, I get to play a guy from the 80s, Springfield says. I'm excited to guest star on the Goldbergs and return back to 1980-something. All I can tell you is smitten and happier than a pig in shit. Just ecstatic.
So he's not going to be Rick Springfield then. That's
no, but I bet that he'll sing Jesse's
Girl. Yeah, they'll put some
make karaoke,
a joke in there.
Like, you know.
Oh, that would be good.
If they want to afford the rights to that song.
Maybe they can.
Does he have the rights, or does the company just say,
go ahead and we'll play it?
I don't know how that all works. I actually have no idea.
Who owns it? Maybe the company.
Right, like
company
his label may say, nay, nay.
They'll say, fuck you, pay me.
Right.
It might be like him at his concert, though. I've been to a few where, Cash money, you know, he that's right, in a little bag. Where at his concert, like maybe five songs in, you hear da na 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 na, and everybody goes fucking nuts. And then he's like, no, just kidding. And then he goes on, and it's, you know, old to folks that are going anymore. But I still just, of course, I just chuckle every time.
You fall for it every time.
I don't fall for it, maybe, but I love it. And then he'll do it again, maybe like four or five times throughout the show. And it's very, very funny, and I enjoy it. And so maybe that's what they'll do, right? Like, no, 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 no. And then
you watch the show, right?
I do now, yeah.
Isn't it good?
I caught all the way up.
It's a fun show. Al's the one that turned me on.
Al turned me on to that. You know, when you see it and you're like, oh, I'm not going to watch that.
Right.
I was like, just watch one time. And I did. I'm like, this show is so good.
Hysterical. Yeah. And the fact that it's real, that it's based on.
Some of it loosely.
And I love at the end when they'll show like the real picture of it. I'm like, oh my God, that is so cool. So you know what I like about that show? It's hard to pull this off because sitcoms they do a lot of sarcasm and edge and whatever. That show does such a good job of the sweet ending without making you sick. It should not actually work. You should be like, oh my God. But they've sort of brought that back. And they always do it. They always have the little conflict or whatever the thing is.
Right.
But that show, it's so good at the way it ends in such a sweet natured loving way every single time. But it works, that's what I was trying to say, thank you, like the old way, but better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really a good show. And I love Chris, what's her, McClendon Covey, the mom
is,
she's so good. Chris McClendon Covey, who's from Reno 911, which was amazing.
Clayton's the one who introduced me to Reno 911.
Was that the best show ever? Clayton?
I love that show.
I'm so happy to hear you say that.
Wendy.
And Niecy, thank you.
Niecy
Nash on that show, and Carlos is Rocky, and Thomas Lennon, and Carrie Kenney.
The whole cast was fantastic.
Do you remember Carrie Kenney just being halfway suicidal throughout the whole show? Her character,
right?
Yeah, and then when she was like, I think with my prescription and some therapy, I think I'll hold on for about one more year. And the fucking Koreans.
I have to go back and rewatch the whole series. But no, that's
I'll help refresh your memory.
That that series is great
and produced a lot of great breakout stars.
It's a good time. You know what's not great?
Oh no!
Well done.
Demi Lovato's having a bad
year. Oh, your future year. Wife?
Our laser, my ex-future
ex.
Ex-wife.
Ex.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wait, say that again? Future ex-wife?
My ex-future ex-wife.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So here's what
She's
happened.
No longer a contender.
She's not having a good run
here's
right
Here's what happened.
She's not.
Moments before the overdose, I decided that it just wasn't going to work out.
At all.
I let Demi know bad things happen. Now I drove her right straight back to Wilmer Valderrama.
She really did.
Oh no!
But right now,
right into his arms.
But now,
I would like to be driven to Wilmer Valderrama.
No when, shit.
Right, many people would. But now, hang on, I got to deny this request again. Jesus Christ, go to bed, child.
She's multitasking.
A
mom.
Source. I know. I'm sitting here.
You're ruining a 13-year-old's life.
Exactly.
And, and regaling us with stories of Demi Lovato.
And if you'd like to have a refresher of what Demi and Wilmer look like together.
Oh, good God.
It's wonderful. Like,
okay, that's so beautiful. I don't even know what to say.
I don't know what I was thinking.
On both sides.
What was I thinking? Anyway.
I'd have sex with both of them at the same time.
So we need to start. There's.
Sorry.
No, I don't blame you. We need to start a GoFundMe for me.
For you?
Oh,
for
okay.
me. All right, to do what?
Oh.
Well, a source familiar with the subject confirmed to E! Exclamation point news.
Oh, yes.
That Demi Lovato, my ex-future ex-wife, Demi Lovato,
yes.
is selling her house
oh.
to focus on getting healthy
oh.
and moving forward.
Oh, mm-hmm.
According to the listing on Zillow.
Yep.
It's a four-bedroom, six-bathroom house.
Okay.
Going for a paltry $9,495,000.
So, yeah, we can raise that.
Yeah.
Four-bedroom, six-bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because there's perhaps a mud room, and then a powder room, and then four
you got
suites
your
upstairs.
Bathrooms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Every room must have its own bathroom, I'm going to assume at that point.
Clearly.
Sure, right.
Yeah.
Then you've got the two extra. Okay. All right.
Right. If I'm Mrs. Demi Lovato, you think I'm sharing a bathroom?
Fuck no.
Mm-hmm. No.
Right.
Where's I'm sorry, where was this house again?
Well, it is actually it doesn't say just yet at the very top. Apparently they've buried the lead. The home apparently has an unobstructed view from downtown to the Pacific Ocean
on
over
LA.
An acre of land. So I'm guessing LA.
Sounds good.
LA, Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, sure. Then blah, 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 overdose, blah, 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 fucked up the words.
Blah, 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 overdose.
Blah, blah, blah.
Boring.
Anyway, what I want you to do is I want you to go to www.
You yada, yada, yada over the best part.
GoFundMe.com/Cat wants to live in Demi's house.
I love this idea.
Yeah. Just, you know, no donation is too big or too small. Let's make this happen.
Sure.
No. Let's make dreams come true. Let's get things moving and shaking
make
people.
Come true.
Open those pocketbooks for good.
It's kind of, and I don't know if this is your angle at all, but it's like a
Jenny, is there a pool?
Oh, it's a good, like.
It's actually the Hollywood Hills is where the home is.
Okay.
It's got a stalker vibe element to it.
Bit,
like,
yeah. My thing?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, it doesn't
totally.
Have to. I'm not saying it has to, but it's like, I can picture you if you're in love with her, like being like, now I'm in the home of.
Oh, there's
the
a beautiful
person,
pool.
Right?
Look at that pool.
Hang on, I'm getting pictures right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Of my future home?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah,
I mean,
are.
Wouldn't you be like, this is the bedroom Demi, like, slept in and...
So, the thing I think we're missing is that it's more...
Well, that's what we're missing.
Like,
come on.
Hilarious and conversational and a whole lot less psychotic than you're thinking.
Okay.
Right. Because I think it's funny. To talk about my future ex-wives. There's a couple.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay. It depends on who's on the show tunes.
Oh, okay.
It's a shtick. I don't know if you're familiar.
It's a shtick. Okay.
Now, what I'd like
my secret is out.
Now, what I'm not sure of about this lovely house that has wonderful views and is
$9.5 million
currently, where does the truck go for you to sit on the tailgate to drink your
call,
beer?
Good call.
Interesting. Interesting. Wait.
Got to figure this one out.
Yeah, got to look.
Well, wait, there was an aerial view. Let me look at the aerial.
You know. Oh, I need the aerial view. Yeah. That's what I need.
If it's four-wheel drive, she can go, you know.
So it kind of looks like I could back the truck right up to the pool, which would be perfect.
A delight.
Oh, hang on. I see. Perfect. I'm seeing. Oh, the kitchen's lovely.
Yeah, the kitchen's wonderful.
Where was she found? Was she found in the kitchen?
No, you know, I don't know.
I appreciate Jenny. Blah, blah, overdose. Yeah. Blah, blah, Narcan.
Boring.
We already covered all of that.
Blur, blur, blur.
Pay what attention else? When you That's listen, right. people.
Get That's to right. the important part.
I don't know.
Oh, I see. She's got a boom, boom room.
Oh, there's a gazebo. Did you see the one with the gazebo?
Oh, boy.
There's a little brick path down to a gazebo.
I can't believe there is.
I'll bet there's some Narcan still stashed in that gazebo.
Wow.
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 Show me the lie. Yeah. Show me the lie.
I think you're right spot on, yeah.
Oh, and when the realtor was there, they had the Bourne Identity on TV. Look at that.
Oh, no, they did not.
There's Matt Damon.
That's great. Hello, Jason.
There's a teepee in the backyard. Look at that. Play Cowboys and Indians.
Oh, well, not anymore.
Here's a shot.
Oh, Cowboys see, and here's Native the driveway. Americans. No, 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 find this one. There's the driveway.
Right, no, I figured, but you, yeah. the driveway, well, actually, yeah. if you see, look at the picture we've got on the screen right now, see the picture. Black SUV is? Yeah.
Right, so the driveway's the up there in the back, so I would have a beautiful view of the hill while I sat on my tailgate
in
the driveway.
Oh, I'd knock that little wall down and go right to the pool, I agree with
it
you.
It may be an RV gate.
Yeah.
Like I really may be able to just pull my truck right up
and
to the,
just drink
right
your
up to the
beer.
Pool, could drink my beer, gaze at my mountain and my pool.
And deny access to your child.
And deny access to Skype.
Yeah.
Ruin a young man's life.
How's it still going? You still denying?
You know what? I got distracted for a minute. This shit's been going on since 9 o'clock when the curfew starts.
He's not giving up.
And he's not giving up. Well, he's at his dad, so he's got to. A later bedtime and is accustomed to no rules.
No rules at dad house. That's a common.
Are you sure there's not a setting by account where you can go in and say
just
like a time frame setting?
The problem is, and the thing of it is that a thing does come up and says, nope, you can't have access. If you think you should have access, send a request to an adult.
Okay,
and then it rings my bell.
Wow,
that sounds like a...
Like that?
Right. But then it sends me a notification.
Right. So he's knowingly sending an adult a request.
Repeat, 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 repeat. He's mad and he's sitting there pushing the button, pushing the button.
Thinking, it's kind of you like crazy because you have to deny it every time, right?
Thinking that you were calling someone and it was busy.
Can you temporarily disable whatever his login is? So he actually you have no access at this point.
Oh God!
No, because it comes up before even the login screen. So his device, he has the same device I do, and it comes up, and before he can even put his PIN number in to get in, it says, "Nope, you're not allowed to be on here right now," and it provides the button.
Okay,
to ask.
Gotcha.
And I think Sharon has approved it a couple of times because I've had to kick him back out, and I've gotten other requests. We're having a lovely time.
Golly,
having a great time. He may have just about given up, or I wasn't paying attention and he got through. I don't know.
But you can kick him out, right?
Atta
girl. God.
Unfortunately, Microsoft doesn't tell me if he's in. Like, it's not quite that big brothery. It doesn't tell me exactly what he's doing right now. But yeah, I can go through all the settings and kick again. And I'm gonna.
Kick's fantastic.
Tune into next week's show to see how this turns out. Yeah. Because I'm not exactly sure.
On next week's show, Cat got to sleep in the driveway.
She now has a chaise lounge instead of just the chair.
There's now an air mattress in the van.
Yeah.
Down by the river.
Mm-hmm. Living in a van.
I like it.
Living in a van.
In any event, GoFundMe.com/buycatdemmy's house.
Well, maybe. Be afraid.
Just $5 helps.
Just anything.
Just the tip. Yeah.
You got to play some Sarah McLachlan music.
And if 200,000 people gave me $5.
If we do this,
that would not be
me, then are we going to have to decide how we dole it out like in that other story?
It'll be a trust.
Yeah, like, we're going to have a trust.
By the way, it'll be in a trust. Trust me.
If 2 million people, I got the math. If 2 million people gave me just $5. That would be enough.
Wow.
Well, I gotta pay realtors a closing cost.
Right,
too,
but then you can negotiate while I got cash, and then we'll go from 9.5 maybe down to like 8.7.
I might be able to buy a hamburger when I was all done.
Oh my God, yes.
That'd be very exciting.
Yeah, that'd be nice if you could get your.
Like I said,
I like hamburgers.
Be in a trust, as I just told Doug. Trust me.
Yes.
So
keep it right here in my pocket.
I'll have it for you.
Creighton's Bank.
It'll be fine.
Sure.
Yeah.
rings Cat's bell like Demi does.
Nobody.
I don't know why she's got to be that hot. It's just not fair.
It's, well, it's kind of illegal.
It's not okay.
And with Wilmer, I mean, the two of them. Can you imagine their children?
And
I don't want to.
I'm just saying.
Makes like, me sad. Makes I cry at night.
And does he do anything anymore?
Yeah, is he he's on NCIS. Show?
He's What's on, he on?
Yeah. NCIS.
NCIS.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know that.
He does that. He still produces several other shows. And he's involved
working,
in a lot of everything.
Working actor.
He Wilmer's runs to busy. Demi Lovato's rescue all the time.
And why wouldn't you, for the love of Pete? Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. I almost got in my car when I heard that she sure. overdosed. Right. I was like, Demi, I'm coming, babe!
6-hour drive. She does it in 4 hours. I don't know how she did it, but Cat's there!
Magic.
Hollywood Hills, Magic. Ladies and gentlemen.
That man can really hum along on the freeway.
Yeah, the van really... The family
the
truckster.
Is the interstate? It really goes.
Family truckster is on the move, ladies and gentlemen.
My gosh. Oh my, what else are we doing? That's, oh my, great. God, it's 10 o'clock.
It is 10 o'clock.
Do we want to talk about more stuff?
Is there anything else we need to wrap, talk about or do? Or are we pretty... We
did a lot.
We accomplished a lot.
Very
we really
busy.
Did.
And we've healed a lot.
We have.
And actually,
healing.
Actually, we all got to talk more because Al wasn't here.
Yeah. Right.
Oh my God, that's why my, right. my throat kind of right. a little bit.
That is an interesting dynamic.
I did drink more water this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see?
Or dry from talking. See, that's right. what happened. Yeah, that's exactly how that works out.
That's interesting. Oh, we'll have to point that out to him.
Oh, heaven takes
I on. Like it. I also just want to give a shout out to the dad.
Just the one
Molly
deer?
Tip.
Just
I'm
the
getting
one.
It.
Oh, yeah.
Molly
this is
Tibbetts
good.
Dad.
Yeah,
oh,
this is really good.
No,
because the Molly Tibbetts is the young lady who was murdered. Horrible in Iowa. Yeah. a gentleman came forward, loosely used, who admitted to everything and confessed. And he happened to be a person Donald Trump would like to be able to blame, mm-hmm. right? Like, that point a finger and say, oh, you see, all of them are like you.
Right.
Anyway, during the eulogy, Tibbetts' dad rejected the anti-immigrant rhetoric and said the Hispanic community are Iowans. And just was like, stop using my daughter's death and her murder
as your agenda.
As your agenda.
He wrote
for
it. He wrote it as an
agenda.
Op-ed too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
To Donald Trump Jr., who wouldn't shut the fuck up about it.
What a fucking puke. Mm-hmm. That one. Yeah. Yeah. So
it's amazing, and you know that whole. You know, she wasn't murdered because of any immigration status. She was murdered because of men's violence against women.
Absolutely.
That is the only issue, and I like that. And that, you know, to be grieving and yet still do that—that's a—that's right. really amazing.
I'm surprised that we haven't heard somewhere somebody say that, you know, she was asking for it, because, you know, usually that's usually where that comes in somewhere.
Well, this
well, she
is
was
this,
dressed a certain way, or
well,
she was.
So this is so awful that now they looked at this thing like women like aren't even safe running now. Like when you go running.
Right.
Like they, because now we've looked, they're looking into this. Like, how many women are like catcalled and harassed? And, you know, this is really like a sadly a thing. And that men don't handle rejection very well. Mm-hmm. So
that's exactly right.
Yeah. And I like that he was appealing to them to stop doing it. And they have not, they did not respond.
Mm-mm.
Trump dad or Trump son, they have not said anything about it. But, yeah. You know, there's a saying that you don't get to be more outraged than the person that the bad thing happened to. Yeah. And I think that's a good example.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
You don't get to be like, no. If the dad said that, then. And I guess they reached out to the Hispanic community in Iowa.
Oh, absolutely.
And said, we're not, you know, we're with you.
Yeah. Well, and he.
It's
absolutely.
Really amazing.
It really
it's a touching
is.
Story.
For as tragic as.
Yeah, it's a
the,
horrible
the story.
Story.
But don't politicize what happened. He says the Hispanic community are Iowans. And he said that they had embraced him as he searched for his daughter in recent weeks. They have the same values as Iowans. As far as I'm concerned, they're Iowans with better food.
Better food, yeah.
And I appreciate that. He said that he had gone to, he ate at a number of Mexican restaurants where employees were sensitive and kind. They knew when he needed space or when he needed to joke. Today we need to turn the page. We're at the end of a long ordeal, but we need to turn toward life.
Amazing.
Molly's life, because no, but because Molly is nobody's victim. Molly is my hero.
Wow.
Yeah. So he hasn't been the only one that a member of Tibbetts' family to reject the false narrative that was pushed onto her by anti-immigrant figures. Noah wrote her cousin Sandy in a Facebook post. Especially for those of you who did not know her in life, you do not get to usurp Molly and her legacy for your racist false narrative now that she's no longer with us. We hereby reclaim our Molly. There's still uncertainty regarding her alleged killer's immigration status, but that doesn't matter to the people doing the fear-mongering anyway, because immigrants are criminals has always been their fallback narrative, despite the fact that immigrants are less likely than U.S.-born Americans to commit crime. And one way or
absolutely
another,
so.
All I picture whenever anything like this happens, I've said it here on a number of Tuesdays, Timothy McVeigh.
Well, the same week that she died, the Colorado guy that strangled his wife and killed two daughters. And did you get the Amber Alert in the last 48 hours
sure
about the
did.
Truck? I knew that was going to be DB familicide, and it is.
Yeah.
Right? Did you see that? Have you heard that?
He killed
the pregnant girlfriend and perceived boyfriend who was not even the boyfriend, just a guy that was staying there.
Yep.
Horrible. These stories are horrendous.
Well, and the douchebag in Florida who, you beat me at Madden's football game.
Right.
So he goes in and just starts shooting people. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And
male violence is the issue.
Right. Well, and
not immigration status.
Exactly.
It drives me nuts.
And if you're going to go with the immigration, you're spot on, obviously, about the male component.
Yeah.
But for the love of Jesus, Timothy McVeigh went and killed 168 people, right? Like, bombed the shit out of them.
The Vegas shooter.
And the Vegas shooter.
It just never,
but,
it just
but
goes
again,
on and on and on.
Same thing with, in Florida, with the guy
video
who
game.
Decides he's going to go in with video game.
Yeah.
Because he lost. All of them, come on, they have mental illness.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right.
Why do you gotta be so mean to the white guy?
They're suffering.
They are suffering.
Yeah. Suffering.
I dropped the mic.
Good job. Good work. Look at all the good
we shall
do, people.
Suffer no more on tonight's broadcast, and neither shall you listening out there. From
Is it time to end their suffering?
Trying to segue. Trying to end everybody's suffering. My goodness.
Applause.
My gosh. Well, who knows what topics will be in store the next time we all get together. If you're listening to us on repeat, which I imagine you are because we're ending the live portion of the show, thank you for doing so on QTalkAmerica.com and all of the streaming services you listen to. Oh, my God. Well, it's been a fun night, guys. Thanks. We're all here. We're all together. And each and every week, as we do, we wrap up tonight's show and leave you with a parting thought. We will
see you next Tuesday.
God
we
knows.
Love you, Al.
Who knows who will be here?
What does burning smell like?